You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 25th of March 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Once again, we've reached the end of another week. You're either listening on your lunch hour or while you're driving home from work, and that's because you want to hear from my guest and good friend, Grandpa Dan from Texas, who is here with us today. Grandpa Dan, how are you doing, sir? What's life like for you over on the other side of the world?
Well, I'll tell you, it's okay. I really can't complain, but I do have to say, in all honesty, that my shoulder hurts, my back hurts, and my knee hurts from a whole lifetime of exercising my white Christian cisgender privilege. but other than that, doing great, Sven.
You should really be having a cushy life, not having to lift a finger. I mean, you just get everything given to you when you're white, don't you, according to these white privilege narratives. Well, we're talking about this today because a Home Depot in Canada has sparked calls for a boycott over its notice to staffers explaining the concept of white privilege, including a privilege checklist for employees who are white, male, Christian, cisgender, able-bodied, and heterosexual. All the naughty things there that we're not supposed to be in 2022. And Home Depot is the equivalent of a DIY store over here in Britain. As you were just pointing out to me, Grandpa, the sort of people that are least likely to be bothered about white privilege go into this store. Builders, people that are working at home. And here they are, they go into this store and they're told that everything that they have isn't because of hard work. It isn't because of scrimping and saving. And a lot of these people are at the bottom of the pile. But in actual fact, they're privileged and they need to hand over some of their privilege to the less privileged among us. Grandpa, what do you make of this? You sent this over to me. What do you make of this? Do you go in the Home Depot much yourself?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, whenever I need lumber or things such as that, I mean, yeah, it's funny because it's the type of store where the least likely people to be worried about this sort of nonsense would go into. I mean, it's the type of store that contractors and you know, do-it-yourself, home improver, you know, working class people go into the Home Depot. People sitting around drinking their soy-laced latte in an apartment in New York City are not going to go to the Home Depot. Somebody that's like doing a roofing job after a bad hailstorm is going to be the type of people going to the Home Depot. People that actually, you know, work with their hands, work for a living, not the type of people that sit around and worry about this. And I just think how crappy it would be to be a, you know, regular white working guy and you have to take a job, a crappy job at the Home Depot with crappy hours and, you know, probably more or less crappy non-benefits. And then you have to come in and you have to deal with this sort of stuff, telling you about how privileged you are. Now, I think it's really funny how they're very, very specific about, you know, who needs to be addressed. You have to be white, okay, male, Christian, cisgendered, able-bodied, and heterosexual. See, I guess, you know, it starts with the white part. If you are white, then, you know, then it lumps you in. Because if you were, say, a black male, Christian, cisgendered, able-bodied, heterosexual, you still get more or less a pass on these things. You know, you could just keep swapping out. If you fit every one of these except one, I guess you get a pass, except for the very first one, which is if you're white. If you're white, then you're starting off under the microscope that you're the one flexing your privilege wearing the stupid. Oh, and the people that work there, by the way, it's degrading. They have to wear these stupid orange apron things, you know, as part of their uniform. And then to add to the degradation, they have to go to work and see crap like this.
It must be very embarrassing for them. Quite hurtful, really, looking at this and thinking, really, am I the source of all these problems of these other people? Because this is what it boils down to, is telling white people that they're responsible for the problems that these other groups have. The controversial leaflet is titled Leading Practices Unpacking Privilege and includes the Home Depot's logo. So it was clearly an official thing. They've tried to get away from this and say that it wasn't, but it includes the Home Depot's logo. The printout was posted in an employee lunchroom at a Home Depot in Calgary, Alberta, where it was photographed and then shared widely on Twitter. A spokesperson for the Atlanta-based Home Depot told DailyMail.com on Tuesday that the notice was a resource in the company's Canada division and not part of any required programming. What a word to use there, required programming. The employees need to be programmed to understand about white privilege. Well, if it's just a resource and it's not part of any required programming, why was it put up in the lunchroom? Who was it that put it up in the lunchroom where it quite clearly offended everybody? What do you make of this, Grandpa? What would you think if you found something like this in your lunchroom?
Well, I just want to point out that, you know, of course, we don't know who put it up specifically, who the individual person, but I can say with 100% certainty that black people did not put this up. I can guarantee you. Again, if you go to the Home Depot, and of course, I'm regional here, you know, I'm in Texas, so I can't speak what it's like if you go into the Home Depot in Canada. I'm sure it's more or less like a Home Depot anywhere else, probably, you know, a little gayer than a Home Depot in Texas. But nonetheless, if you go into Home Depot here in Texas, it's going to be working class white people and lots of Mexicans, you know, because that's the people doing this kind of work, you know. But I can assure you, I can say with 100% confidence that this was not put in here by a black or a brown person or a working class white person. So if they wanted to find out who put it up, I mean, they can narrow it down by that, because they go through their list of, obviously it was put up by some employee. They go through their list of employees and they can take the brown people off the list, the black people off the list, and the working class white men off the list. And I think they're going to narrow it down and figure it out pretty soon. And whoever was doing this obviously wasn't worried about selling, I don't know, more tubes by fours or more nails. They're instead running around worrying about stirring up this sort of thing. It is amazing to me, with all of this nonsense, how far removed from what their supposed actual business is supposed to be. What does this have to do with selling more roofing shingles? It doesn't have anything to do with it. Yet you have people that are obviously observably on the salary, on the payroll of the company, that is wasting time, wasting company resources, going around doing this sort of thing. I mean, do you think a black man working at Home Depot is going to sit around and look at this and go, oh, wow, I never thought about how, you know, trans rights are being oppressed by all of this cis white male gender privilege? No, they're sitting around worried about this. This was put out, I can assure you, this was put out by a white person and more than likely a white woman. I mean, that's just process of elimination, that's who did this. So, yeah, it's so stupid. I don't know how the people working there. Yeah, I don't know how you would feel about that you're having to do this crappy job. And now on top of that, you're having to deal with that. I mean, you would expect it if you had a job at a university or something. But goodness sakes, you're working at Home Depot.
Well, that was going to be my question to you, was, you know, how many white women are working there? If it was not likely to be the black man, not likely to be the brown man, and not likely to be the working class white man. And the second thing to think about this is just who is it that they are targeting with this? It's like when you see adverts that feature transgender children and you think, well, how many trans are there in the country? Less than 1%, less than 1%. of a percent. And then you think, you see these adverts that are showing black men with white women going into these rich supermarkets, and you think, well, how many mixed race couples are there that use these rich supermarkets? Or you'll end up seeing Gillette, which is targeting their razors at effeminate men, and you think, how many homosexuals are there? Aren't they supposed to be selling the product? Aren't they supposed to be aiming this at the target audience? I mean, how do they deal with the fact that they're actually going to end up losing money from this? I mean, there's a boycott that's actually been started from doing this. People say go woke, go broke, but it doesn't seem to bother these companies when that happens. They just seem to be falling over themselves to get with the liberal democratic programming. Well, the information packet opens with a general definition of the word privilege, and then goes on to explain the terms social privilege and white privilege. The latter is defined as societal privilege that benefits white people beyond what is commonly experienced by people of colour under the same social, political and economic circumstances. So basically they're saying, but well, because you all live in the same country, you should all have exactly the same social, political and economic outcomes. And if there is a difference in the statistics, then it must be that white people are oppressing non-whites. It cannot possibly be that there may just be a difference there. There may be a, for instance, there may be a different average IQ, which also predicts that there are going to be different social, political and economic outcomes. But they won't look at that. They just want to blame white people for this all the time. This societal privilege as well, social privilege. They claim that white people just have things done for them. You know, if you're going for a job, you just get given the job because you're white. And that doesn't include all these diversity quotas that these companies have now, where they're told that they have to have a certain number of black or non-white people on the payroll. That just gets completely ignored. You know, it's actually the opposite of this. There's actually black and brown privilege that is going on. And again, it is mainly white women that are pushing for it. It's mainly white people that seem to be pushing for these sorts of things. And of course, members of other groups that are going to benefit from it as well, because of course, it always benefits your group if you can divide the opposite groups. We mustn't forget that there's always this competition that is going on between the people groups for influence and power and wealth and doing what's best for your group. But our group, the white people group, just seems to have forgotten that. We no longer advocate for our people, and we push these silly ideas such as white privilege, and we encourage white people to be doing what we can for these other groups instead of doing what we can for our own group. And if nobody's doing what they can for white people, then who is doing what they can for white people? Only us. And of course, we're the ones that then get ostracized for doing so. What do you make of this general definition of the word privilege and what they go on to describe here, Grandpa?
Well, you know, listeners may be sitting here going, how is Grandpa Dan a little bit psychic? Maybe he's a little bit psychic. How does he know that this was put out by white people and probably a white woman? Well, let me tell you how. No, I'm not psychic. It seems like it sometimes, you know, but I make this look easy, but it's a lot harder than at first. Then it first appears. All you got to do is look at the language. Who the hell talks like this? Working class white guys? Negative. Let me tell you something. I've spent the entirety of my life among working class people of all races, you know, black, brown, all races. Working class people don't talk about this. They don't talk like this. Do you think working class, black, brown, whoever the hell people are not sitting around reading gibberish like this, thinking like this? I guarantee if Home Depot wanted to find out who put it in there, they could find out. It was probably, yes, they do have women working at Home Depot, but more than likely it's either somebody they hired part-time who's a university student, or it's somebody a little higher in management on the corporate level that goes from store to store to store. It's probably the first, because as far as I know, this only popped up in the single Home Depot. All they got to do is look and see, oh, did we hire any white female college students part-time recently? Oh, we did. Ding, 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 ding. Of course, then again, it could be the other. It could be somebody a little higher management that goes around, you know, like an area management sort of thing. Since it does have their logo and they admit that it's a resource, though it's not required, as you pointed out, quote unquote, programming. So somebody had access to this material. But I just have to say, I just want to say it again. I worked around working class people my whole life of every race, and nobody sits around and talks like this. Working class people. And again, it's important to say that because this is a store that allegedly is catering to working class people. Again, somebody living in an apartment in the city that doesn't, you know, that can't change the shower head when it goes bad is not going to Home Depot. I mean, this is for working class people, which makes this all the more absurd. Yes, they keep doing these things that have nothing to do with their business. Of course, a lot of the reasons why I get covered here, I think Dr. Johnson's put out a lot of material that does explain this as far as getting to like BlackRock and control of capital and financing and things such as that, which obviously we're not going to get into today. But yeah, these corporations, they've just abandoned their core mission. They've become so converged that now they just don't even worry about whether or not they're making money. It's about promoting the agenda.
Well, I guess it might have been the diversity and inclusion officer, the person whose role is just simply there to replace as many white people as possible. And if they can seed the workforce with this beforehand, this sort of gives them the excuse, doesn't it, for getting rid of the whites and taking people on simply because of what race they are or who they sleep with or even if they're disabled. You know, I've seen stuff that promotes the idea that the more disabled people should be working because they're somehow going to improve the takings of the company, when in actual fact, really, you think, well, if the people are severely disabled, then you're going to have to make all these exceptions for them to actually have them at the company in the first place. And really, that says that what this is all about is really just humouring these people and pretending that they're as good as everybody else. It's like they're sort of playing a game instead of giving people jobs because of merit and because they're really good at the job. They're being given the job because the white person has this idea that he has this white privilege, and the only reason why this other person doesn't have a job is because he's been discriminated against them. I think people would far rather know that they've been given the position that they have through merit rather than through ticking the boxes on a diversity quota. Well, the next section of the packet is titled What Privilege Looks Like, and it includes examples of privileged behaviour. If you're confident that the police exist to protect you, you have white privilege, one blurb reads. And this is implying that if you're black, then you just don't understand that the police are there to protect you. You think the police are there just to profile you and to attack you and to try and kill you. And of course, this is just brought about by the mainstream media. It's the mainstream media that gives black people this idea that the police are just there trying to arrest them and trying to kill them. It's not because of any actual reality. I mean, it's because a lot, and because the black people end up thinking this, they end up thinking that the police are there to attack them. They end up resisting arrest, and because they have resisted arrest, then they do end up being attacked by the police, and in some instances they end up dying. But it's always because they resisted arrest, and the reason why they resist arrest is because there is this mainstream media narrative that the police are just there looking to attack them. And then, of course, you do actually have the higher numbers of black people that end up being arrested for violent crimes. But that is because there is more violent crime that goes on in the black community. It's not because the police are looking the other way when there's white violent crime. And again, that is predicted by the average IQ that we see amongst the black community. It's not because of discrimination. It's things like this that promote this lie and just increase the feelings of resentment amongst black people and increase the feelings of guilt amongst white people and divide society. It's no good for anyone, this sort of information, I think. What do you think of their example of privileged behavior here, Grandpa?
This is a great example of white college woman explaining. I mean, read that again. If you're confident that the police exist to protect you, you have white privilege. How insulting is that? So what if you're a black person that, you know, that does feel as though, you know, the police are there to help protect us. We've seen these cases to where the police have basically withdrawn from the black community, and you have black people there saying, well, we want more. They had a poll. I remember we did it on a show sometime back, Sven, where they did a poll in the black community, and they were saying people that were living there, black people living there, were saying, well, we want more police. It's like a war zone down here. We want more police. Do they have white privilege? It's essentially, it's almost, if you read it right, it's like insinuating from the starting point that black people are all criminals, so thus they're all worried about the police chasing them down. Now, we know that statistically, yes, they are more likely because there are higher crime rates in the black community. That is just, you know, I mean, it's just a fact. It's why they have more violent run-ins with law enforcement. But still, to throw this line out here that if you believe the police exist to protect you, you have white privilege. So black people are not allowed to think that way, because I guess they're also, the insinuation is that they're all supposed to be, you know, criminals here. Now, if you undermine the working class, who's going to get the work done? I love the fact, and you kind of touched on it here, but about the disabled thing. Let me ask a question here. You know, who is going to do the work? You know, how is a person, reality is, it's like these people create this narrative, like they think they can just put words out, posts on social media or dumb flyers like this, and change reality and warp reality and create a new reality. You know, and yes, we can have all of this work done by these other people. How is a person in a wheelchair going to roof a house? It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. That is not going to happen. It's not realistic. It's not any more realistic than the idea that I'm going to go be a linebacker in the National Football League. That's not realistic. I could go put the pads on and I would get killed in the first hit. You know, it's not realistic. I'm not going to be able to do that. A person in a wheelchair is not going to be up there roofing a house. They're not going to climb the ladder and roof the house. It's not realistic. You're going to have working people to do these sort of jobs. There's no privilege involved in it. This is people willing to do the job. And once again, as we've kind of already said, that's now become secondary. Instead, we're going to sit here and you've got to be subjected to a bunch of gibberish about your white privilege.
Well, another declares, if while growing up, college was an expectation of you and not a dream, you have class privilege. And a third states, if you can expect time off from work to celebrate your religious holidays, you have Christian privilege. And of course, we're brought up in Christian countries. The whole of the European civilization was a Christian civilization. It was known as Christendom. So, of course, there are Christian religious holidays. And college, I mean, it used to just be that you went to college if you had intelligence enough to actually go there. Now it's expected of everybody. And now all the standards have lowered at college or university that it is over here. Saying here that if it was an expectation of you, not a dream, you have class privilege. So it's saying to people that if you're white and you've actually gone to college, that's because you have class privilege. Never mind the fact that the white working class in Britain are the least likely to actually get into college. And if you're black or non-white, then there are special grants for extra tuition. I think there are in some cases, they actually have lower standards in the tests if you're non-white and you're trying to get in. They certainly do in science. If you're female and you're trying to get into a STEM subject in science, then you don't have to get the same high results that the males do, because they're just trying to get more women into university. How about we just have everything based on merit and we just try to do the best we can, instead of just trying to include everybody and trying to take away from those that actually have the merit and give it to those that don't actually have the merit. I mean, that's genuine equality. That's all being equal under the law. But of course, we don't want that now. Now we want equity. You want everybody to have exactly the same outcome, regardless of what they actually put into it at the beginning. What do you make of these examples of privilege, Grandpa?
I like how they make the assumption that everybody wants to go to college. Not everybody wants to go to college. You know, it's but another ironic thing here is that talking about, you know, if college was an expectation, not a dream, you have class privilege. Out of everybody that goes into and shops at Home Depot, and probably the vast majority of people that work at Home Depot, by this definition, probably the only person, or virtually the only person, that actually has the class privilege as defined here is whoever the hell put the flyer up. You know, not the people they're preaching to. Don't you like this? They're preaching at people about class privilege under this definition. And the only person that probably is going to lay hands on this stupid printout that has the said definition of class privilege is the person putting the printout out. The non-college educated person working at Home Depot, this doesn't apply to them. The irony involved here, but it doesn't matter because it's just another extension of virtue signaling on the part of the person. That person put that out there and then went home and thought, wow, what a good person I really, really am. I put that out there to educate these people about things like class privilege, which I happen to be, by the own definition, the only person that's looked at that that actually has the said defined class privilege.
Well, the reading material also includes a separate section addressing racism, racial prejudice, and power. A comic book style depiction of a conversation between two people about white privilege is meant to depict how uncomfortable it is to talk about. Do you share the benefits of your privilege? One cartoon character asks in a speech bubble. I never thought about it, the other replies. Well, there is great difficulty in talking about racial issues, and the reason for it is all of this here. I mean, if you start talking about racial differences, then you're going to get accused of being a racist a lot of the time. And what they're saying here is, by how uncomfortable it is to talk about, what they mean is it's uncomfortable for white people to be told, you know, how guilty they are and how they're oppressing blacks. That's what they're actually talking about here. They're saying that white people should be continually asking for forgiveness for their racial sins because there are different outcomes between different racial groups. It's like asking cows to ask for the forgiveness of their sins because they're not able to fly or something, or penguins asking for forgiveness of their sins because they end up eating the fish instead of, eating the grass. You know, there are differences between the animals, there are differences between human being individuals, and there are differences in between races. It's not a question of one being privileged and the other being oppressed. It's just a question of difference, and we should celebrate these differences and accept that we have these differences. And instead of measuring ourselves up against beings that are completely different to ourselves and then resenting the fact that we're not the same and claiming it must be because we're oppressed, I mean, surely it would be much better just to be happy with who you are, and we should be encouraging people to be happy with who they are and not telling them that they should actually have a little bit more and they don't have that because this other group has oppressed them. It really grinds against the grain here as well, because we really have done a lot for these other peoples. You know, we've gone out there to their countries, we've built them up, we've brought them into civilization, we've given them medicine, we've given them science, we've invited them into our countries, we've even allowed them to use our surname effectively. We've adopted these people and said that they can claim to be the same as us, and yet then we're told how in actual fact we've been oppressing them and we're prejudiced against them and how we should just be replacing ourselves as quickly as possible with them, and it's not fair. And it doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't matter how many white people you replace, it's still going to be multicultural. It's still not going to be enough, because people are only happy when they're really amongst their own people, just the same as you only feel really content and happy and at home when you're amongst your own family. That's what it all boils down to. You know, the non-whites will complain and say that it's not fair that there isn't more black people on the panel that are interviewing them, or not more black people that are on the television because they can't sympathize with the characters or whatever. But so all the while that you actually have multiculturalism, it's going to be the same. If you had all black characters, all black people on the panel, they wouldn't be able to claim there was any discrimination, and it would be exactly the same if you had all white people on the panel with a white person being interviewed. He would then be happy as well. The solution to all of this is to get rid of multiculturalism. It isn't to tell white people that they're responsible for all the problems of these other races. Do you share the benefits of your privilege, Grandpa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got worn out joints from a lifetime of my privilege. I have to think that a certain part of this ridiculous, disgusting, just sickening virtue signaling, which is all this is, virtue signaling, is these things like what you just laid out here. These are cushy job people. These are things that people that sit around that don't work for a living sit around and worry about. You know, oh, I'm on the panel. How many people of this ethnicity are on the panel? Because I'm going to tell you, if you're working in a warehouse, moving goods around with a forklift, if you're up on a roof laying shingles, if you're out there with a tool there smoothing out the concrete, you're not sitting around worrying about this crap. If Tyrone is doing his job on his side, smoothing out his concrete, you're not worried about that. And he's not worried about you working like this whole comic they use. It just shows the bubble these people live in. They're not connected to reality. And again, because this is in the context of this was put up in a working people's environment. Do you share the benefits of your privilege? One character asks. Nobody talks like this. Nobody in the real world goes around and talks like this. If no working people sit around and have absurd, stupid conversations like that. Can you imagine going to a construction site? Going to a construction site and you're a white person on the construction site. Do you think all of the Mexicans that work on the construction site, because that's what going to be like 80% of the people working there. Do you think they're sitting around when they're talking in Spanish? If you could translate, if you understood Spanish, do you think they're sitting around in Spanish going, do you think this white guy, do you think he understands his privilege? Maybe we should explain it to him. It's so stupid. It's so stupid because this is put up where working class people, they don't talk like this. No working class person of any race sits around and talks like this, yet they are so out of touch. Because again, this isn't about the feels of the people working at Home Depot. This isn't about the feels of the people that shop at Home Depot. This is about the feels of the person that put this out there to be read. It's just virtue signaling extended from, instead of being on Twitter or Reddit, now it's in the real world because somebody put this print out here. Nobody talks like this. Working class people don't sit around and worry about nonsense such as this.
You know, this bit about do you share your privilege, that reminds me of the Black Lives Matter riots when they were asking for white people to come out the front and be human shields between the Black Lives Matter group and the police. That's sharing the white person's privilege there. Just be a human shield for the black guys at the back. Another section of the packet encourages people to start a conversation about privilege and offers tips for addressing this uncomfortable subject matter with those who are uninformed or defensive. And what they mean by uninformed or defensive are people that actually have some common sense, or people that understand about statistics, people who are not ashamed of being white. I'm surprised that they haven't actually tried to pathologize them here and say that they must be white supremacists or racists if they disagree with this, because we all know you're not allowed to disagree with this or bring up any alternative reasons for there being these differences between the races. Well, critics lashed out at Home Depot for imposing woke values on their employees, and many threatened to stop shopping at the home improvement giant, which has 2,300 stores across North America. Welcome to the commissariat at Home Depot. Dr. Jordan Peterson, a clinical psychologist and author, tweeted, "How can our capitalist corporations be so blind to their own interests?" And I do find it interesting that they actually featured a tweet from Jordan Peterson. Normally they would be attacking him. Is he now sort of accepted by the mainstream media? Is he the accepted right-wing pundit? I thought he was still on the list of people to be cancelled. What do you make of them including Jordan Peterson here, Grandpa?
Well, they could have got an easy answer for that. As I pointed out before, Dr. Johnson here on Radio Albion has explained why it is that these corporations are quote unquote so blind to their own interests and why they promote these agendas. And we see that everywhere. I mean, like you mentioned before, you turn on the TV and I mean, white people essentially don't exist unless it's a white woman with a black man for their spouse. Of course, it's all black people. And of course, even in this, they're insulting because it's so heavy-handed. It's such a forced meme. You know, they run these commercials and it's white people. It's white people doing white people thing, only they just replace them with black people. It's like, oh, you know, we have this commercial for a luxury car brand that 90% of the people in the country can't afford, and we just put these black people and they drive home in their luxury car, and now they sit around in their sweater and with all the kids and grandkids. It's, oh my, Trevor, you know, we just really only they just put black faces on them. It's so, again, it's just, it's so ridiculous and insulting. But Dr. Peterson could got his answer right here at Radio Albion if he wanted to listen. It's not a mystery. Dr. Johnson here has covered why that is, and the control of capital and how these corporations have to promote these agendas in order to keep their basically their credit line, open. But no, as again, from the perspective of a working class person, I just find it's I can't even get angry about it because it's just so stupid, because it's just a completely foreign language from the way working class people talk and working class people think. And again, when I say working class people, I mean working class people of every race that they more or less worry about and speak the same language. And this is not the language that they speak in.
Well, others, however, applauded Home Depot for addressing the topic of white privilege in the workplace. I really appreciate at Home Depot is having this conversation with their staff, one user tweeted. Or at least they are inspiring thought on the privilege millions experience but aren't often even aware of, tweeted one user. So there are at least a few people out there that find this inspiring and aren't actually going to start boycotting the store. Another chimed in, wow, strange how this information takes you right out of your comfort zone. I found it interesting to read and thought-provoking. It's sad the thought of learning something contrary to your own thoughts can trigger such negative emotion. And comments. So these are the sort of people that I think are actually writing this white privilege packet, the soy drinkers that you were referring to, Grandpa, the people at university. I think most of the workers at the Home Depot probably haven't got the time to actually go on Twitter and make tweets about this. I think they're probably too busy trying to earn just enough money so that they can pay for their mortgage. The Home Depot spokesperson sought to distance the company from the information packet. While we fully support diversity across our company, this material was not created or approved by our corporate diversity, equity and inclusion department, she said, which is, of course, an anagram for DEI, D-E-I. So they are admitting they have a corporate diversity, equity and inclusion department, not just a diversity and inclusion officer, but they have a whole department devoted to promoting this. So maybe they're saying this is some kind of Home Depot rebel that posted this. I suspect it was their DEI department, and they're just denying all knowledge of it now. What are your final thoughts on all of this, Grandpa?
Well, their denial is, you know, they support the anti-white agenda in the corporation, but this material is not an official release from our anti-white agenda department here at corporate headquarters. But we do support anti-whiteism. The people that were applauding this on Twitter, this is so funny because she said, well, I guess they won't be boycotting it. Well, no, because the people applauding this are people that I can virtually guarantee you are never going to step into a Home Depot anyway. It's being applauded by people that aren't going to shop there. That's not the sort of place that they go and shop. You know, maybe, I don't know, I don't want to defame some company, but maybe some arts and crafts store or something. They might, you know, if this was Starbucks, those are the type of people that would boycott Starbucks. It's being applauded by people who are boycotting Home Depot. They're boycotting it because they're never going to step in there in the first place. And my final hot take here is, as I was sitting here chuckling when on this line here, another chimed in, wow, strange how this information takes you right out of your comfort zone. I find it interesting to read and thought-provoking. It's sad the thought of learning something contrary to your own thoughts can trigger such negative emotion and comments. Yes, Virtue Signaler. These are the people that absolutely refuse. They're incapable of listening or reading material that contradict their narratives. And yet here we are once again, virtue signaling. Oh, these people, look, it took them out of their comfort zone. They're so fragile. They can't look at anything that opposes their own worldview. This being said by people who literally are incapable of looking at or reading any material that counters their worldview. So, but yes, they just project it onto everybody else. It's everybody else that isn't, because they're not good thinkers. They're not good, virtuous virtuous people. They're not going to boycott the Home Depot because they were never going to shop there in the first place.
Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.